I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time, 4:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a man is booked into the Salt Lake County Jail accused in a murder nearly 3 years old. Investigators say the man stabbed a woman 26 times by a dollar store in Salt Lake. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, police officers attacked during the January 6th riot at the Capitol will testify at a committee hearing next week. Politico reports the House committee will hear from four officers, even though the Republicans have yet to appoint members to that panel. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
We do have delays waiting for you on southbound I-15 in Salt Lake County, stretching from Murray to 90th South in Sandy. Northbound on I-15 in Davis County. A lighter than normal commute, but you still will see some slowdowns waiting for you from the Layton Hills Mall up to Hill Air Force Base. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Flooding rains in southern Utah and pop-up thunderstorms here in the north. I'm Kevin Eubank.
It's 91 degrees in Salt Lake City now. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
Over half of those infected now with COVID in the U.S. have the faster-spreading, potentially worse symptoms Delta variant, says the Centers for Disease Control. Health officials say just about all of those infected are not vaccinated. Kentucky's Governor Andy Beshear says he's worried about younger people as older folks are largely vaccinated.
This vaccine is absolutely protecting that group and every other from serious illness and death, even when it comes to the Delta variant.
Concerns that rising COVID cases could lead to a new round of restrictions sent many stocks lower on Wall Street, sharp downturns by the indexes. But the proven, historically steady advice is still this, says Art Hogan, the chief market strategist at National Securities.
If you're a long-term investor, you should have a game plan and stick to it.
Formally prohibiting federal prosecutors from seizing records of journalists in leak investigations, with limited exceptions, Attorney General Merrick Garland reversing years of department policy today. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Time for the in-depth. The stock market got hammered today. The Dow down more than 700 points, down more than 2%. We turn to editor-in-chief at Investopedia, Caleb Silver, to help understand what's going on. So, Caleb, what happened today?
Well, you heard it on your newscast a few seconds ago. That fear of the rise of the Delta variant, more COVID cases that could lead to economic restrictions. You saw a big sell-off today across the entire market, but particularly in the recovery-related sectors and stocks. So that's airlines, that's cruise lines, that's energy and transportation, hotels, you name it. If it's impacted by the recovery, it got impacted today, and it was fear back in the market for the first time in really a long time.
Aren't the hotels doing great right now, booked solid, rates are high because everybody wants to vacation with their stimulus money?
Absolutely. Business is good, but investors always overreact, right? We're guided by our animal spirits. When we get scared, we oversell. When we get greedy, we overbuy. This was a case of fear jumping into the market. We saw the volatility index, which really measures activity, options activity after the rest of the month. That shows it's going to be choppy for a while. We got that. We got inflation that's been on everybody's mind for the past couple of months. The perfect storm of things that drove investors out of risky assets like stocks into government bonds and into cash, the biggest sell-off since October.
Okay, so this is the part I don't get. There have been fears about rising COVID rates for weeks now. Why today, all of a sudden, does Wall Street decide to plot?
I think it's because you're starting to see them, it materializing with the UK putting up travel restrictions, Los Angeles County reinstating some mask mandates in certain places, the Olympics being very affected by this. And then you're seeing cases pop up in places where people have been vaccinated, too. So you add all that together, and investors who have had a very, very good ride since the lows of March 2020, I got a little bit fearful today and decided to hang out in the safety zones, and that's cash and that's government bonds.
Hey, while I have you here, quick question. Any sign that gas prices might be coming down?
Well, oil prices did come down a lot, and that was partially because of the COVID fears, but also because OPEC and OPEC Plus decided to reinstate production quotas back to where they were pre-pandemic. They cut them severely to 10 million barrels a day. They decided over the weekend they're going to reinstate them over the next year. More supply means lower prices. Usually it takes about 2 weeks for oil prices to translate into gas prices. So expect some relief going forward, but demand is pretty high, so it's not going to get real cheap again.
All right. Thanks a lot for the update. Caleb Silver, the editor-in-chief of Investopedia. We always appreciate hearing from him, straightening us out about the markets and money. It's 4:50. We have Triple Team Traffic. We're brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. And here's Ricky Meese.
Well, Jeff, it is time for drivers in Salt Lake County and parts of Utah County. Lights and wipers on. We're seeing a soaked and soggy drive along parts of I-15. If you are in Salt Lake County, it is slowing speeds and you will see delays. And that stretches between 4500 South, really, all the way to the point of the mountain. I'm looking at a live shot of I-15 in Draper, and there's a lot of spray coming up off of the cars as they travel the freeway. So that means water on the road. And if you're traveling northbound on I-15, same situation. The rain is slowing speeds as you're coming from Utah County into Draper and Sandy. The rest of your Salt Lake County freeways, not bad. A crash on West Temple Street in South Salt Lake at 33rd South, 100 West. Michelle?
Well, we're still looking at slowdown southbound I-15. This is between Pleasant Grove and Linden on the flip side, or I'm up into American Fork. If you're on Lehigh's 2100 North, you're also going to see some slowdowns there just west of the freeway. Len?
Foothill Drive is just a bit sluggish in the curve near Emigration Canyon turnoff or Sunnyside Avenue. I-15 is flowing, but just a little bit tight as you approach the north interchange. Then you've got slowing further up from Layton Parkway to 700 South on the south end of Hill Field. Looking pretty good southbound so far as you make your way from Riverdale through Roy. Get 0% APR on balance transfers and purchases up to 6 months, plus low rates and rewards with a new credit card from Cypress Credit Union. For details, visit cypresscu.com. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Okay, traffic and weather together on the nines. Your 7-day forecast. Here's Kevin Eubank.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. We're in a cloudy and stormy pattern, but not everyone's going to see heavy rain. Most of that is being confined to central and southern Utah. Here along the Wasatch Front, we'll have spots of those thunderstorms over the next couple of days. 76 overnight, partly cloudy, 30% chance of some pop-up storms on Tuesday, high of 96. Partly cloudy and 99 Wednesday, and then an increase in thunderstorms Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Now, again, pop-up storms, especially in the afternoons. The good news, the clouds and those storms keep us into the upper 90s instead of the 100s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
And the storms are popping up. We're hearing about thunder in South Jordan, maybe a little bit of rain in West Jordan. KSL News Time, 4:52.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
On KSL News Radio.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof.
Using the latest technology of hair and saliva sampling to customize their weight loss program, NJ Diet contractually guarantees that you will shed 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. NJ Diet is a hormone detoxification system that evaluates and targets each individual person's needs, then balances hormones where the side effect is weight loss. First, they use hair and saliva samples, along with NJ Diet's bioenergetic scans, which allows the doctors to customize the natural process with laser-like precision. NJ Diet then uses your DNA information to determine your ideal weight, workout regimen, and specific needs for essential vitamins, as well as giving you at least 10 specific ways to eat to maintain the weight loss. NJ Diet is all natural, no shots, hormones, or surgery. Available from home with live online video consultations or a location in Salt Lake City at Sugar House Center. Lose 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days, contractually guaranteed. Call 855-5-NJ-DIET. That's 855-5-NJ-DIET, or log on to NJDiet.com to lose the weight for good.
Enjoy a powerful business upgrade with Dell Technologies Black Friday and July event. Get amazing savings with up to 50% off high-performance computers and tech built for business, and be able to take your office with you with Windows 10 Pro. Plus, get great offers on Dell servers, monitors, docks, and more, all with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. Call 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL, and speak to a Dell Technologies advisor today.
Even before the pandemic, one in five American adults experienced some form of mental illness, depression, suicide, prescription opioid misuse. Utah isn't immune to our share of challenges, but there is hope. We need to take action to keep our loved ones safe. That's why KSL has teamed with the University of Utah Huntsman Mental Health Institute to bring you hope and help you fight. It's Healthy Mind Matters. Find out more at healthymindmatters.com.
We're watching Utah's money on Wall Street today. We were just talking with Caleb Silver about this. Traders were worried about rising numbers of COVID cases, and the Dow tumbled off 725 points, 2.2%. The S&P was down 68. The NASDAQ fell 152 points. Nike could see a shortage of sneakers. Factories in Vietnam are being forced to close over rising COVID numbers. The shoe company's expecting issues with manufacturing into next year. KSL Drives. Tesla owners won't have to buy a new car to get self-driving access, but oh, they will have to pay. If you want full autopilot in your Tesla, Elon Musk says you have to get a new subscription that'll run you $200 a month. Plus, you have to pay for a software upgrade. That would be an extra $1,500. Peloton could be getting into the video game business. CNBC reports the company will release goal-oriented games for their stationary bikes as they ramp up their services to compete with other subscription banking biking companies. Not banking companies. It's like a bank, though, at Peloton. It's 456 at KSL.
Hi, this is Dr. Lewis. Are you struggling with ED and sick of taking pills? Well, we finally...
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are. And this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.